Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want, and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's a synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
I'll listen to.
Or be with.
How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. It is the 19th of September, and today, hot. Chance of isolated storms are possible, but I hope they just isolate themselves and don't come out of their room and have a temper tantrum somewhere else. Thursday, it's going to be a high of around 92. Thursday, sunny and hot, high 93. What? Are we going to have swamp butt everywhere again today?
Most likely.
My goodness. You know what? You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. That's our social media. It's at Joe and Alex Show. For Facebook, we use the Radio Now 100.9. So you go ahead and give that a like and a big old 5-star review because you love the Joe and Alex Show, right? It's the best thing of your day.
That's right.
Alex, to my left, a huge fan of The Office. I'm kind of jealous of your Shoot Farms shirt you got going on there, your little hoodie.
Thank you. The Office is life. I think I've watched the entire series, not even kidding you, probably over 60 times. It's constantly on in my apartment. I watch it probably almost every day.
And it never gets boring to you?
My very favorite. Never gets boring. Actually, every single time that I rewatch the entire series, I find out something new that I missed before.
Okay.
And you would think that you would know everything, but you find these little tiny things and fun facts that you never would have thought of before. What I should have done is yesterday was one of those days that I didn't watch it.
Okay.
And I should have because I was very upset. I finally looked
What's
up
wrong?
The details on the new iOS update and the new iPhone.
I love it.
All those different things or whatever that are coming out. So I finally, I haven't done it yet, but I did look up everything that's going to be happening and with the new iPhone. And one of the things with the new iPhone that I've been looking forward to is I'm like, surely after all the complaints, they're going to bring back the headphone jack. No. They're not bringing back, not only are they not bringing back the headphone jack, they're also taking away their little dongle, so you have to buy that separately. So in the next iPhone, you're really screwed. They're not going to put that in your little box or whatever, the thing that connects your headphones to the charger part. And I'm just really annoyed about that. It almost makes me you know what, maybe I don't want an iPhone anymore.
Did I just hear you're going to go be an Android user?
Ugh, no, I'm not that upset, but I am upset.
I come so close to just saying, you know what, screw Apple, I'm going to Android or I'm going to a Google phone. And I never do it.
It sucks because I hate Apple. I hate
the
company.
You need it?
I hate what they do to us. I hate that they're spying on us. I hate everything about them. I hate their stupid holier than thou virtue signaling stuff that they do and crap that they pull. But I don't like any other phone.
Careful, because the ghost of Steve Jobs is going to come after you if you keep this up.
I also don't like any other computer or any other computer or anything. I have to use Apple products, hate the company.
Have you tried though the new thing the measure thing right here? Look, I'm going to select a point right there on Alex's little
I haven't downloaded the new iOS update yet.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Then I have a point right there. Okay, I'm doing it wrong, but
okay,
it's still cool.
Okay, so Joe's trying to measure a wall right
but
now.
But I am,
he's
but
not
it's
even
so,
doing
it's
it
so,
right.
You know what? Hold on. I found a nearby surface. I don't know why it's there. There we go. Here it is. I got right here, and then I got right here.
Now he's trying
to
measure.
Gosh. But you have to come look on my side, though. But look at that.
A computer.
Look at
so
how
it tells
cool
you how long something
See,
is.
I just would
it's
never
a 19-inch
need
monitor.
That. I would never, ever need that. But also, I hate it, too, because
it's so cool.
I think Apple, they're just greedy, and that's why they keep making you have to buy the dongle, and they keep making it harder and harder for you. And,
it's true.
You have to buy the newer iPhone, but damn you, Apple, for being so aesthetically pleasing. I will not go to any other phone.
Welcome to capitalism. How can we make money? Live the web, girl. A big fan of socialism. No one's kidding. What is going on with you? How was your day yesterday?
I actually went to go see the movie White Boy Rick.
I want to go see that.
Yeah, with Matthew McConaughey and about 15-year-old gangster in Detroit, Michigan. And it was way different than I thought it was going to be.
Was he not white?
No, he was white, which honestly, I thought he was kind of hot too. But... he's not 15 in real life, surely.
He's got to be 16, yeah.
But I thought it was going to be way more Wolf of Wall Street type, him living this lavish lifestyle, and it wasn't at all. And it was actually really, there were some sad parts. I cried twice in it.
Wow.
But it was such a good movie. And I wanted to give a spoiler away, but I'm not going to.
No, don't do that. But keep this on file. Liv the web girl likes gang. Liv the web girl, Alex, it's too early for those. Liv the web girl loves to cry during gangbanger movies. I cannot believe it.
What?
That you cry twice in that. Like, it's like a freaking guy drug dealer.
Well, at the ending, if you don't know what White Boy Rick is, like the whole story, if you look it up, you're going to know what the movie's about.
Right. And because it's based on a true story. And the ending
wild.
Is so sad. And also, there's another really sad part. But I can't tell you what it is.
Yeah, you just have to go see it.
Just trust me. It gets emotional. The girl next to me was crying too, just so you know.
Okay, thank you. Yesterday was an emotional day for me. It was week number two of taking our boys, Benny and Paddington, to obedience training classes at Camp Bow Wow Lawrence. And we were working yesterday on Leave It. We were working on Stay. And we were also working on just walking on the leash because they're like pulling everywhere we go. They're like at the end of the leash, like, because as you know, my dogs have rabies, according to Alex and Liv.
Yes.
But we started this technique. It's called stop and go. It's really basic. But all it is like as soon as the dog pulls, like he's pulling you on the leash at the end of it, you stop walking. You just wait. And it seems so simple, but I've never done this in my life. And it worked. After like 10 minutes, it's like, okay, I can walk without yanking you. I'm like, oh my God. I would pay $1 million to learn that technique. So I feel like our dogs might have a chance of not being the craziest animals in the world. And once again, our dog's still not the worst dog in the class, which to me is a moral victory.
So your dogs are or are not improving?
They are improving.
Oh, good.
So both of them are in it?
Yeah, Benny and Paddington. Yep. Okay. Lindsay works with Paddington. I work with Benny because he's a little hellion.
Well, it looks like we all had, well, two of you had some wins yesterday. I didn't have a win. But
Did you take an L on everything? You couldn't get one win?
Pretty much all L's, I think. So maybe today will be better.
To be fair, I think I had the worst day yesterday, but I can't talk about that. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Drake has filed a lawsuit against a woman who claims that he got her pregnant and made false sexual assault allegations against him. Drake claims in the lawsuit that he met Layla Lace last year during his Boy Meets World tour in Manchester, England. He says after one of his concerts in February of 17, they hooked up at his hotel where he says they had consensual sex. He says that Layla went ballistic when he sent her home rather than taking her on tour with him. The lawsuit contains a number of text messages that Layla sent Drake in the following weeks saying how much she missed him and so on. He says that she created a fantasy relationship with him and at a point didn't have the time or energy to respond, and he says that that's really set her off. In April of 2017, Layla claimed that she was pregnant, and in May of 2017, she hired a lawyer and demanded money for her alleged baby and threatened Drake with defamation because TMZ posted a story saying that Drake never met her. The suit claims that Layla refused to take a paternity test and her lawyer went silent. Drake says the whole thing was a scam. He says there is no credible evidence of pregnancy nor any baby, which would have been born last fall. Then she demanded millions of dollars in exchange for silence. He's suing her for civil extortion, emotional distress, fraud, defamation, and abusive process. He's asking for unspecified damages. Lady Gaga has talked about the joint tour she and Kanye West were supposed to do in 2009. I didn't even know this.
Yeah, I didn't either.
The Fame Kills tour would have seen Gaga and West co-headline a series of dates across North America. The planned tour never took place because it was canceled shortly after West interrupted Taylor Swift's winner speech at the MTV Video Music Awards.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No reason was given for the cancellation at the time. And in a recent interview about her new movie, A Star Is Born, she was asked about it being canceled. And her response, it's like, I don't get it. She's not really giving an answer. She says, I think that everybody has a threshold and everybody's human and artists are human. I think it's important to care for people and to look out for their mental health. There's nothing wrong if an artist needs to stop. It's them listening to their body and their mind. It's nice to be treated like a human being.
You know, if she would have went on there, people were like, how can you tour with a guy that did that to Taylor?
Yeah, or maybe thinking that Kanye wasn't in the right spot to tour, like the mental spot, if he like was doing like erratic behavior like that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Julie Chen sent this recorded message to The Talk announcing her departure from the show to spend more time with her young son and husband, Les Moonves, who's facing allegations of sexual misconduct.
As we all know, Julie has not appeared on The Talk since we premiered last Monday. Moments ago, she recorded a message for everyone from the set of Big Brother, where she's working on tomorrow night's show. We are all about to hear this message for the first time.
I have been at The Talk since the day it started 9 years ago, and the cast, crew, and staff have become family to me over the years. But right now, I need to spend more time at home with my husband and our young son.
And Kelly Clarkson talked about trying to get her daughter to listen to other music, but she only wants to hear Kelly's.
It's kind of hard because I try and get my youngest daughter like to steer away from Kelly Clarkson music, but she, it's like she doesn't know any other artists exist.
Aww.
So we,
that's the best.
Yeah, I like try and put on Prince and she's like, no, Heartbeat Song. I'm like, really? I like it too. But,
one day you're going to really like this. Yeah.
MJ, anything? Like, yeah.
Coming up after 7:15, I've got another update for you on Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin's relationship status. Are Bert and Ernie in a relationship that's more than friends? And this Modern Family star thinks maybe it'll be her character that gets killed off eventually.
Oh, live the web, girl. There's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe.
Live the Web Girl, what do you know about global warming?
Okay, so I know trash isn't great, but I don't understand why, because it's just sitting there, so I don't get why that means it's so bad. Also, I don't understand why it's better for trash to just be like decorated cool than just like sitting in a like landfill, like how some people like recycle and try to turn it into art. Like, I don't understand, does that release like different chemicals than when it's just sitting in the landfill? I don't fully get that. I also don't fully get, I think like gases are bad for it, but then like there's fuels that are good for it. It's really confusing to me. I also know that there's something called a greenhouse effect. I thought greenhouses were good because they were plants. It's just all very confusing to me. And also, if global warming is supposed to be warming the earth, then why the hell is it so freaking cold in Indiana during the winter? I just don't get it.
And that's another thing that Liv the Web Girl doesn't get. Joe's Need to Know News. Hurricane Florence still feeling the impact here, but there's some good news with it. Basketball legend Michael Jordan is sending $2 million to help anyone affected by Hurricane Florence. He's given $1 million to the American Red Cross and another $1 million to the Foundation for the Carolinas Hurricane Florence Response Fund. So that's good stuff. Now, here are some updates. North Carolina reported that 14 of their rivers broke all-time levels as of yesterday. It's just, this water's just creeping up and creeping up. The land's not able to absorb it fast enough. Sadly, 26 people have died from the hurricane, and 3.4 million chickens and turkeys and 5,500 hogs have died because of the flooding and because of the storms. Okay, move over. Get out of here, helicopter moms. Time for you to land. Quit hovering around your kids, watching everything. There's a brand new type of parent in town, Alex.
What kind?
How about lawnmower parents?
What is that?
I don't even know. Lawnmower parents, they're now going out of their way to make sure their kids' feelings are not hurt.
Oh, the worst.
Experts say lawnmower parents go to whatever lengths necessary to prevent their kid from having to face any kind of challenge or adversity, a struggle. They do not want their kid to have to deal with failure. So instead of, you know, preparing the child for all those challenges that I just mentioned, they now mow down the obstacles so the kid won't have to experience them in the first place.
Well, good luck dealing with them as an adult. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no kidding. Excuse me, my mom's going to have to handle this, if you don't mind. Thank you so much right there. And there's something here that I saw. I thought of Liv the Web Girl. I thought of myself, Alex. I also secretly think of you. This is from a professor at the University of Newcastle in England, so it's got to be accurate. She just wrote an article saying that if you hold in your gas, instead of letting it go, your body eventually will release it through your mouth instead.
What?
Let it go. Let it go.
A buildup of intestinal gas can trigger abdominal distension with some really bad pain. It can affect your circulation. And yes, it, in a sense, can work its way to your mouth and come out.
Stop.
As you exhale in your breath, as far as the smell. You're not going to be like that out of your mouth.
Ew.
But, Alex, you claim you never really do. I'm not saying you're lying. Your body
may not
do that. I'm
really not lying.
But if you are lying, please let it go.
Ugh.
And Liv the Web Girl, I know you're self-conscious about it sometimes. You do your thing. I'd rather
Thank
have your
you.
Body be natural.
Are you guys going to let me toot in peace now?
No,
no,
I'm not.
No, she often recommended, too, if you're going to have to do it, go to a convenient location, then just let it go.
Away from
Are
people.
Are you kidding me?
Go outside the hallway. give us like 5 feet and a wall
to
protect
us.
Yeah, well, guess what? I already have asthma and I need a CPAP machine. I'm not trying to die here. And ladies, I don't know how we almost missed this. Today is International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Did you know that?
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
I bet a lot of elementary schools are saying everybody dresses like a pirate today.
Oh, man. I'm really hard. I have a hard time like trying to talk like a pirate because I start out with it. Then it turns into like a bad Irish or Scottish accent. Like,
no, you can't do that.
Me mateys, it's the Joe and Alex show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Can I hear your pirate?
Good night, mates.
No, that's like Australian.
Yeah, you just ordered a bloomin' onion.
My pirates are from Australia.
Can I get me a bloomin' onion?
Yeah, it's like, come find me booty.
That was pretty good.
Hey, girl.
Nope.
Okay. Well, that's why we celebrate it, but we're not really good at it. Today is International Talk Like a Pirate Day. So whenever you talk to somebody, make sure you talk like a pirate, okay? If there's one thing you should know about me, Joe, here on the Joe and Alex Show, I'm going to save that money. I love saving money almost as much as my buddy TJ. We are like the two cheapest guys in the world. And I wanted to try something, and I ended up doing it to save some cash. And I don't know if you guys can believe this or not, but my wife, Lindsay, is upset at what I did, and I'm going to share mine, but I want to hear from you. What have you done? Maybe it's extreme. Maybe some people would call you really cheap, but what are things you've done or that you currently do to save some money? One of the tasks I have to do every day is laundry. So I was like, wait a minute. I also have to clean out the dishwasher and help out with dishes. What if I combine the two?
Get out of here.
What?
How would you do that?
Okay, see, your mind's blown, but you haven't said no yet. Here's what I do. There's two racks. Obviously, you put the fragile stuff or the stuff that can get melted or hot. You always put it on the top, like a lot of your plastic and your cups and stuff. So that's what I did. On the bottom, I had the bigger dishes. You have the little side cart for the silverware. Up top, I put my my whites. I put my underwears, my whitey tighties.
What?
And I put my socks up there. Just mine, not my wife's like delicate garments.
I'm going to throw up.
Why are you going to throw up? It's a dishwasher.
So
it
you
cleans.
Ran the dishwasher with your dishes and your dirty underwear in it.
Yeah, why not? I mean, listen, if a dishwasher can get on that tough, built-up food grime and crust and junk, my underwear's not that dirty.
That is disgusting.
Well, that's what Lindsay said. She was all upset because I showed her last night. I was like, what do you think? Like, get these things to smell. Do they smell clean to you? Now, and I asked her, like, the dishes look fine, right? Because I want her approval on everything that I do. Lindsay was actually pretty upset. She said, quote, my underwear juice probably dripped under the dishes.
Oh, gosh.
I don't have what's underwear juice?
Remind me never to go to your house and eat off of your plates.
You've been to my house before, and it
that
was fine.
That is sick.
Now, let me ask you why, though. Because a dishwasher, Alex.
She's right. The juice drips down.
Okay, but don't you have a dishwasher?
Yeah.
But even if there's juice there, it clears it out.
Because of what? What do you mean? Because the temperatures get so hot and, like, it burns the germs?
Yes, it gets so warm that whatever's there, bacteria, junk, funk, juice, it is going to be gone with that.
So you're saying, technically, Lindsay is right that if you do wash your socks and your underwear and stuff on the top rack of the dishwasher with the dishes, that even if stuff drips down your dirty sweat and whatever, that it's okay because it'll be washed off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not denying that. In theory, my underwear juice, as she called it, it definitely probably touched everything in the dishwasher, but it cleans it, and it's got two different jets. I mean, now listen, if I was just hand washing it and putting in like the little side of the sink thing, that's a different story, because you're not really truly getting it hot to kill. It's just warm water.
I mean, how were they after? Did they feel clean?
Interesting question, Alex. They were different. They didn't feel as fluffy.
I was going to say, I feel like they'd be stiff.
Yeah, my socks sometimes get stiff on their own, but these things in particular, they, I just, you know how like you put up like laundry after it's done out of the dryer and it's just soft, you're like,
yeah,
like it didn't feel like that. It was kind of, I don't know, hard or rough.
Correct.
Does that make sense? So yeah.
Crunchy.
I think what's the worst for me is that not only are you just washing your clothes in your dishwasher like alone, which is weird and bizarre and kind of gross to me, you're like doing a load with dishes too.
Yeah.
So you as a female, Not my wife, obviously, but you don't think this is kind of impressive that I multitask?
No.
Because the dishes got done. Now, to be fair, I didn't use as many dishes. Like, I couldn't clean as many as I normally would.
Right.
No, this is the most disgusting thing I ever heard. I will say that I saw on, like, Extreme Couponing on TLC or whatever, somebody that makes dish, like, plates of food and stuff in the dishwasher. Like, they...
Yes.
While they're washing their dishes, they'll seal up lasagna or something, and then it cooks in there with the heat, with your dishes
washing.
Yes,
so you don't have to turn on your oven.
I've heard of that before.
Now, I actually just gagged.
Now, I'm not trying to gross people up, but one last thing that I do here for trying to save money and I guess you could say be cheap is when it comes to using the bathroom, Lindsay gets mad. If it's a one, I don't like to flush it. She gets mad at me, but here's my thing. It's good for the environment? No, it's good for the environment. It keeps your water bill down. If it's yellow, just let it, you know, mellow. Just let it chill.
Yeah, I've heard of people doing that.
You're going to put underwear on and find like a noodle in your boxer briefs and from that the dishwasher.
And that would be a bad thing because... It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And Alex, you are creeped out by what on Facebook? Because last thing I heard, you're like, I'm creeped out and tired of seeing these baby birth photos. What is it now?
Dead bodies.
Excuse me?
Dead bodies.
Can you elaborate?
I have seen this so many times on my news feed. People that are in my Facebook friends will go to a funeral and they will post pictures of them like at the open casket saying goodbye to people. I saw it again yesterday and I was like, I can't with this. It gives me the creeps.
You can't do that. I love grandma too and I love my cousin, but we're not putting photos of them up in the casket.
And this one woman that I know that's on my Facebook friend, she posts like every anniversary of her child's death. She posts a picture of her kid, her teenager that died in his casket on her Facebook page every year on the anniversary. I mean, I am not saying that you can't grieve or whatever, but like, is this normal to people? Does that not bother you? Because it absolutely weirds me out.
I've never seen that in my life before. And also, I'm surprised Facebook doesn't take that down.
I know.
Like, take down pictures of dead bodies. Like, that is so bizarre to me.
I think it just depends how it is, like, what the dead body is. I know what you're saying.
It's not graphic or anything. You know, obviously, it's an open casket. But it's like, you know, it's a dead person. Like, would that creep you out? 317-239-1009. Because to me, I almost want to unfriend people. But see, now we're going to get the haters coming out saying, hey, look how horrible Alex is. Someone's grieving and she's going to unfriend them. But it's like weird.
Also, though, I can never imagine being at a funeral and someone like whipping out their phone, like taking a photo.
Yes,
as
that's
they're
the
like
other
paying
thing.
Their respect.
Is it disrespectful?
Bizarre.
Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Jessica.
Jessica, what do you think? Alex is like, what is going on? I saw somebody in a casket on the Facebook.
I completely agree. I honestly didn't even take pictures of my grandfather in his casket at his funeral because that's not the way I want to remember him. And I don't think I'd want it popping up on my memories every year either.
Yes.
You never thought about like doing a selfie with Gramps? Doing like
No.
Like a little puppy filter right there in the casket.
We took pictures of the family while we were at the funeral, but I didn't take any pictures at the gravesite, didn't take any pictures at the funeral other than a family, because it's not how you want to remember somebody that you love.
Yes, that is such a good point. Why would you want that in your photo album on your phone or in your Facebook memories? And imagine somebody, eventually that's going to start happening. Not only right now, they're posting pictures and that's whatever, but then they're going to start doing the puppy filter and what's up, you know, with grandpa, like Joe said.
Hey, grandpa.
Yeah, I think it's completely wrong. And I mean, to each their own, if you want a picture of your loved one in a casket, that's your thing, but I definitely don't think that it's okay to post on social media.
Hey, thank you for the call. And you know what? I want to hear if there is somebody that's like, no, look, guys, like it has a memory to me. I'd love to hear from you. 317-239-1009. If you actually like have done that or it's something a family member's done, you're like, well, this is why I did it. Let's talk to Adrian in Greenwood this morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. You're kind of in the same boat as Alex.
Yeah, so I work in an Indianapolis hospital and I see dead bodies all the time. And I don't know, I just can't imagine like opening up Facebook and seeing a dead body like on the internet. Like it's just very disturbing.
So you haven't seen this on your newsfeed yet? Because the people in my friends list, more than one have done this.
Absolutely not. I don't think I could even respect that person anymore.
Here's actually Alex the other day on her Facebook.
I see dead people.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate your call.
I mean, I am excited for Halloween, but geez, not this excited.
Ben, you're in Greenfield, and you say you should not be taking these pictures. Why not?
I mean, I would rather, you know, remember them being happy and, you know, like smiling and stuff and not just remember them at like a funeral.
So you haven't seen this either yet?
No, like I've seen it, but like I personally, like that's not what I want to remember.
Right. But people on your friends list have posted these pictures.
Yeah, and I get creeped out by it.
Me
too. I totally get what you're feeling.
Me too.
All right. Yeah, I don't think you two are weirdos, Ben or Alex, for feeling that way. I've seen it a few times, I think, in my life on Facebook. I just...
Do you just scroll or do you like it?
Well, I don't... I'll do like the...
the
like
sad
the
face?
Heart thing, like to show you love, because I feel... And I always get confused with what emoji like to use. Does that mean I'm giving you the heart that means like I love that your grandpa died?
No, it's like, you know, like I'm sending love. You know, depending on the circumstance, I think it's obvious like what how to interpret the heart. But I feel like I don't want to even put a sad face or a heart on one of those posts because then I'm like acknowledging it and almost like saying like it's okay to post because I don't think it's okay.
Hold on. We might have somebody that I was looking for. Devin, you're on the Joe and Alex show and your best friend did this?
Yeah.
Can you explain like why did they do it?
Because it said it helped him remember his grandpa a little bit more. So it's kind of understandable.
Did you tell your friend that they're a creep?
No, because I thought it was, you know, nice because people grieve in their own way.
So it didn't bother you?
No.
Wow, Devin, I don't know. I think that you're in the minority here.
You might be, but that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. Like you said, and other people have mentioned, to each their own.
You know, but there comes a point. There's a line that needs to be drawn of what is too much to be shared on social media.
All right, one has to go, Alex. Photos of dead people, like in their casket. People do that to remember them, or brand new babies being born. Which one can stay?
Let's specify.
Which one has to go?
It's the brand new babies that are born that are 2 seconds years old and they have the gunk on them. I don't know. Probably the dead bodies. I'm gonna have to veto that.
Listen,
both suck. I hate both.
I'm hoping, unless they do a terrible job, I'm asking you, Alex, I'm asking Liv the Web Girl, my wife Lindsay, and anybody else who's listening, if I do die while you know me, I would like you to take a photo and put it on social media. Alex, you have a huge Instagram follow.
Weekend at Bernie's with you?
I want people to do photos because I think that might be the best that I ever look in my life.
Because all the makeup.
Yeah, they do such a good job with that one. I'm just like, oh my God, I look incredible.
It's the Joe and Alex show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Bert and Ernie's special friendship has been a mystery ever since Sesame Street first aired in 1969. Giggity.
Giggity-goo.
Was that all part of the plan? 69.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Many were convinced the two were gay lovers. Now, after decades of speculation, one of the show's writers, Mark Salzman, says that he did indeed write Bert and Ernie as a gay couple. He says the characters reflect his own same-sex relationship, saying, "I always felt that without a huge agenda when I was writing Bert and Ernie that they were gay. I didn't have any other way to contextualize them." However, the show's creators responded to the news, saying Bert and Ernie are just best friends, even though they are identified as male characters and process many human traits and characteristics. They remain puppets and do not have a sexual orientation. Now, there are fans who are not taking this very well, and apparently some like the idea of an out-of-the-closet Bert and Ernie, and now you're a bigot if you say that they are puppets and don't have a sexual orientation. No, bring back the music. Here's my thing. They are, you know, you have to stick your hand up their butt. Doesn't that say something?
Lord, I'd like to apologize on behalf of Alex.
In their little apartment, they never have any girls up there.
Lord, once again, please forgive us.
What do you think?
Oh, do I think that Bert and Ernie are gay? Hell yeah. Wow, surprise, and I'm fat. Wow, we've learned something today.
You know, a lot of people say that SpongeBob and Patrick are also gay.
Oh, they're gay too, and that's cool.
But they don't live together. SpongeBob only lives with Gary the Snail. He's an animal.
Yeah, that doesn't matter, though. Okay, well, yeah, but, okay, Gary the Snail represents what?
A cat.
A cat, exactly. And that's it's cool. Stereotypes aren't always bad. I think it's good. I think it's positive. It's SpongeBob and Patrick and Gary are modern day Bert and Ernie and Rubber Ducky.
You know what? I also think Cookie Monster is a socialist, so convince me I'm wrong.
That is true. She is a cookie that you will share with me.
Exactly. Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are currently in London and outside Buckingham Palace, and Bieber serenaded Hailey in front of a crowd. He played guitar while covering Tracy Chapman's Fast Car, and then went into Christian artist Chris Tomlinson's Good Good Father.
See, you got a fast car. I got a plane to get us out of here. Maybe we can have to be in the store. Get in the car just to save a little money. Won't have to drive real far. Cross the
Yeah, not great audio, but there was like a massive water fountain there or something. Justin and Haley, by the way, are not married, according to multiple sources directly connected to them, despite what her uncle, Alec Baldwin, said yesterday. During an interview Monday night, Alex said that they just went off and got married. They went ahead and did it without listening to anyone. Sources say no, they have not tied the knot. Justin and Haley got a marriage license last week, and now they have 60 days to get married. So it is coming soon. Sarah Hyland suspects that her character, Haley Dunphy, might be killed off in the final season of Modern Family after it was announced a significant character would die. The 27-year-old says ABC showrunners have kept her in the dark and she hadn't yet talked to her co-stars about the twist. She says if it's her, she's ready to leave the show behind. She wants to ditch comedy for a more dramatic role. She earns an estimated $110,000 per episode on the show, which starts its farewell season on September 26th.
Okay, listen, I'm not saying they're going to kill her, but if she is being killed off the show, can she just move away? Why does everybody have to die, like, terrible deaths?
I know, isn't that sad?
Like, oh, I'm moving. I got a new job. Okay, bye.
And Jessica Simpson is preggers. I'm so excited about this. I love following her on Instagram. The singer announced on Instagram yesterday that she and husband Eric Johnson are expecting a girl. It will be the third child for the couple who got married in July of 2014. They also have a 6-year-old daughter and a 5-year-old son. This is also your friendly reminder that Sesame Street began in 1969.
Lord help me, I'm trying my best here today. It's the Joe and Alex Show, and if you missed what happened yesterday, holy crap, you missed a lot. We talked to Charlotte, who's actually back on the phone right now. She had this guy that she had a vision of him in a dream. They were flipping pancakes, a little dirty dream. The next day, he picked her up. It was the Uber driver. He then said to Charlotte, hey, this might be a little weird, but I had a dream about you. And then Charlotte came on the show yesterday, took all your calls, all your advice on social media of what she should do. Should she reach out to this guy? Is this like fate? Is this destiny? Are they soul mates? And Charlotte, did you reach out to him? What's happening?
Yes, I did last night.
And what happened?
Well, he texted back. He said, I was hoping you would text me.
Oh!
I swear.
That is so exciting. So then, did he ask you out? I mean, are you guys going to go on a date?
Yes, this weekend we're going to go on a date.
Okay, so during this date.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, are you planning on asking him what exactly his dream was about? If it was a dirty dream or not on the first date?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I didn't think about that. I don't know. Maybe after a couple drinks? I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I'm brave enough to ask him that.
I think you need to be brave enough to ask him because all of us are dying to know. And you need to keep us updated, okay?
Okay, okay.
I could totally see Charlotte and this guy doing some role play like, oh, hey, I'm your Uber driver.
Stop.
I'm here to pick you up.
Stop. Charlotte, don't listen to him. We're super happy for you. I'm so excited that you were brave enough to take the plunge.
Thank you.
All right, good luck, Charlotte.
Okay, cool.
And hey, if things don't work out with the Uber guy, maybe you can try Lyft.
I was scrolling through Instagram after the show, after all of this happened, and I came across Crystal Nielsen's Instagram. If you don't know who that is, she was on Bachelor in Paradise, and she got engaged at the end of it to Chris. And so they're engaged now, and she, like, in every single post, calls him Goosey. It's like a nickname.
Is that
a pet name?
What is that, from, like, Top Gun or something?
Well,
like, Goose?
I don't know. No, he, like, calls himself the Goose, and I don't really remember why, but he calls himself the Goose. She shortened that to Goosey.
Hey, Goosey!
And at first, I was kind of like, man, this is obnoxious and annoying. But then I was like, ooh, I can't really cast a stone because the Egyptian and I really call each other because some kind of weird, annoying things.
Oh, I can only imagine it involves a nugget of some sort.
Well, like, for some reason, we just call each other things that don't, they're not real words. So we call each other Squeeb.
Wait, okay, I'm thinking of like dweeb and what else mixed together come with squeeb?
Like squid, I guess. Like,
yeah.
So we call each other Squeeb. Like he'll be like, hey, Squeeb, how's your day? We also do call each other squid sometimes. And sometimes we call each other squish. Like he'll be like, I love you, Squish. And I'll say it to him too. I started calling him that first because he's just so soft and squishy. But I was like, I bet a lot of people have these weird nicknames that don't have anything to do with like their actual name. So if their name is, Jason, you don't call him Jace. Like, it has to be a word that means like, nothing.
Like Lindsay calls me Joey Bear.
Yeah, that wouldn't count because, that's obvious. Like, of course, like it has to do with your real name.
So what is your strange, annoying kind of a nickname? 317-239-1009. Would you count Jewel Daddy? Is that for Live the Web Girl?
Well, like, that's what we call him. No, that's a nickname from us.
Yeah, but he calls me his bottom bitch.
What does that mean?
Oh, my gosh. What is that?
Which, that means, like, a pimp's, like, down girl. So, like, pimp has many girls, but then, like, his number one girl, his number one employee that, like, is also his girl, like, his girlfriend.
Is the bottom B.
The one he gets down with is his bottom bitch. And so I started calling myself that to him as a joke. And so then, like, now sometimes he'll say it as a joke, but, like, I do find it a little bit endearing.
Wow, that is love. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Amanda.
Amanda, you heard us talk about this here. What is your strange, annoying nickname for your significant other?
Well, it's not really for my significant other, but I thought it was funny when Alex was talking about Goosey, because that's actually what I call my daughter, is Goosey.
Like why? Lucy Goosey or something?
It just happened. She's just my Goosey. That's
And her real name isn't Goose.
No, her real name is Aurora.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So it's not even related.
That's a name that's on my baby name list. Fun fact.
Is it really?
Yes, I have always liked that name.
I call her Rory, but her real name is Aurora.
Cute. I love it.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. 317-239-1009. Kelsey's in downtown this morning. What do you call your boyfriend?
So we do this funny thing where, like, I'll answer the phone, and he'll be like, "Hey, chicken." And I'll be like, "Hey, noodle, what's up?"
Oh, gosh.
Why do you guys call each other that? How did it start?
I don't know. My kid is 3, and I just started calling him chicken, and it just kind of stuck. So now we just do it.
That's so cute. We're getting a ton of tweets, too, in at Joe and Alex Show. Sean says, "My wife calls me Lulu Bear." No idea where that came from. Zach says, "Liv, that's so romantic," about being called bottom B.
Oh, I've always wanted to be your bottom B.
Uh-huh. Amanda says, "I call my boyfriend my dragon." And Taylor says, "I call my boyfriend Shapoopy."
Shaboopy.
That's great.
I call Lindsay this, and she doesn't think it's cute. So tell me, Alex, if maybe the Egyptian called you this, if you'd find it like, oh, that's kind of cute. I call Lindsay, I call her Stinky Booty.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
Just because it's funny to me. Or I call her Booty Face.
Does she like it?
No, she hates it.
Joe.
I don't think my wife's booty stinks. Like, I've never been like, oh, my gosh, go take a shower. And I don't think her face looks like a booty, but I'm like, "Hey, booty face." Or I'm like, "Hey, stinky booty."
And that's supposed to be endearing coming from you.
I mean, yeah, it's a joke. It's funny, right?
Right, I guess,
like,
sure.
Like, "Hey, stinky booty."
Uh-huh.
Rachel, downtown today in Indy, what do you call your husband?
Hi. So, actually, Alex, you're not the only weird one. I also call my husband Squeeb.
No way!
What, do you watch SpongeBob too?
No, I just made it up!
I don't know. I honestly don't know where it came from, but sometimes we'll change it up, like Squeeby, Squeeby Beeby.
Squeeby Beeby. Now Alex has a new idea. Okay.
I know. My mind is blown. I literally made that up out of thin air.
I know. I don't know. It's weird.
Oh my gosh, you're my spirit animal. I love it. Julia tweeted us at Joan Alex Show, said, "My sister calls her husband Worm, and he calls her Big Red. I don't know why."
Maybe she's a ginger. 317-239-1009. We're going to get more of your strange, annoying nicknames coming up next on the Joan Alex Show. Delaney, you're in downtown India this morning, and what is the kind of annoying nickname that you got for your significant other?
We call each other Tinky Butt.
Tinky Butt.
Yeah, and I don't know really where it came from. Like, we don't think, so I don't really understand.
What do you think about what I call Lindsay? My wife, I call her Stinky Booty, and her booty doesn't stink.
I mean, it's stuck, so I mean, it doesn't bother her, does it?
Oh, it makes her very angry. Let's go to Sarah this morning in Noblesville. What's your husband call you?
He calls me Ladybug.
Aw, see, that one's cute, though.
Yeah, what's the story behind that?
Yeah, it's not so it's so cute if you ask him. We had just moved into a new house, and I had a bunch of house plants everywhere that had aphids. And then I Googled how you get rid of aphids, and they said that the natural predator to aphids was ladybugs. So I bought ladybugs on Amazon. And when I put them on the plants, they multiplied, and we had hundreds of ladybugs all over the house, and it took us months to get them out.
Oh, my gosh.
You set up like a ladybug orgy or something going on there.
I didn't know that you could order live bugs off Amazon.
Oh, you can order anything on Amazon.
Ew.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate your call. Let's go to Paige in Noblesville. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What is your annoying nickname for the significant other?
So my husband and I are very conservative, but we still go back and forth calling each other slut.
What?
I don't know where it started.
No, you have to. That doesn't just come out of nowhere. There has to be a way that you know this was created.
So I don't like to show a lot of skin personally. And my husband made a joke about how, your ankles are showing. You're being very slutty today. And so that's how that kind of started. But my son, he's a toddler. He's only a year and a half old. And we call him Bubbo. And I think for a while there, he thought that was his name. Because when we would say his name, he wouldn't even acknowledge us. But when we would say Bubbo, he'd turn around and come running. And so
yeah,
that's how that happened.
I've heard a lot of people calling their kids that. Chloe said on Facebook, Randy and I 100.9, my best friend and I call each other Floodle. That's cute.
Floodle? Like noodle?
Yep, I love that one. Oh, and Jessica says, my husband called me Biscuit, a.k.a. Bissy, because I had a round face when we first met. But I had gastric bypass, so I'm not so round anymore, LMAO.
Great, now you're Flat Biscuit or something. Okay. Allie in Mooresville on the Joe and Alex Show. What is the nickname?
My husband's name is Nicholas, and I call him Licorice, and he hates it.
I kind of like that. It's cute.
I like it, too, but he's not a fan.
So then, because he doesn't like it, do you try not to call him that, or do you do it anyway just to push his buttons?
No, I do it all the time. Are you kidding me?
Nicholas Licorice.
All right. Thank you so much, Allie, for calling in. I wonder if it's the red or the black licorice. Jody, you'll be the last one on this here on the Joe and Alex Show. What is that nickname you got?
Oopy.
Oh, Oopy. I love that
sounds
one.
Sounds like poopy. What's the deal with Oopy?
Yeah, but it kind of comes from our dog, which is funny because he was really cute. And he's no longer with us, but he pooped a lot, so we called him Poopy Puppy. And it was like an endearing term that just kind of like transferred over to Oopy.
I love it. Yep. I co-sign that.
Liv, do you like Oopy Poopy?
For a dog, yeah. I wouldn't like want Jewel Daddy to call me Oopy Poopy. Maybe Oopy, but not like Poopy.
I think Jewel Daddy should call you Oopy Poopy.
If you've got more, you can always tweet us at Joe and Alex Show or write on the Facebook post about it. Radio Now 100.9.
Joe's Journey, week number 14, started this bad boy back on June 20th. Last week kind of sucked because I put on 4 pounds. Well, this week stepped on the scale today, and I was down 2.4, so that means I'm down a total of 28.4. Still not at my highest weight loss of 30 pounds, which was 2 weeks ago, but I'm getting back on there. But I got to be honest, I'm a little worried.
Why?
Coming up, I have 8 weddings in 3 days.
Oh, no.
Why?
And wait.
8 weddings I have to go to in 3 days.
Eight.
I'm sorry. My bad. I'm drunk right now. 3 weddings in 8 days. See, it's messing with my mind. I can't even speak this morning. Now, that would be insane. I would have to say no to that. But 3 weddings in 8 days, all I'm saying is there's a lot of temptation. And I understand that. Like, this is part of life. But holy crap, it's so hard because these are big celebrating events, and that includes alcohol and food.
Were these weddings the type that, with your invitation, they show you the food options and you get to choose your dish or no?
No, actually, none of them were.
So you don't know what the food's going to be?
I don't even know what the food's going to be.
Uh-oh.
So, I mean, I guess I could eat beforehand, and I could do that. But I just being real right here, that's my thing where I'm worried about it. But you know what I'm trying to do, though? I'm trying to put into place where my goal is when I go to these that, okay, if I'm going to the wedding and whatever happens, make sure I exercise really hard that day. Like today, I'm going to go get a good workout in and hang out with my buddy Chad. We're going to do some stuff. And then if we go out to eat something afterwards, at the very least, I can at least, you know, make it even. like zero out compared to having an actual addition to it. But I'm excited about it. I need to do measurements maybe next week when we do Joe's Journey, like week 15, because I feel like everything's getting looser. My clothing is just really getting loose. I know my neck size feels a little bit smaller, and I feel like we're...
Your morals.
If you want to follow Joe's Journey, you can do so at RadioNowIndy.com. Click on Joe's Journey. It's right there. I'm on MyFitnessPal, and actually all my social media is Joe Pesh Radio. Thank you so much for the support. And if you're wondering, Liv, I still have not found a personal trainer.
Oh.
But I think I will.
Okay.
Who, at one of these weddings? Somebody on the dance floor?
Maybe. I'm into it.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
Call the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 317-239-1009.
Before we all go around the room and talk about what we're into, just so you know, you can actually see pictures, swipe up links, everything about, you know, the information that we're saying that we're into this week on our Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show, right there on our story. Joe, what are you into this week?
Okay, I'm into Netflix. It's really awesome. Have you guys seen this show called Seinfeld?
Hilarious.
No, kidding. But this is actual a magician thing. It's called Magic for Humans, and here's a little trailer of it.
I'm magician Justin Willman. I've spent my life attempting to master the art of magic. Now, I'm using magic to master the art of being human.
Wow. It's so big. I'm black.
Go on.
Oh, my gosh.
Real people.
It's an umbrella, by the way. That's the magic thing that was big and black.
That's really good.
Real magic.
Seriously? What?
No camera tricks.
Oh.
On the count of three, you snap your finger. If you believe hard enough, you can turn this paper into money. One, two, three.
Money! Can I have it since I made it?
Little Alex right there. It's really, really cool. They do some, like, it's different magic tricks. And, like, here's a rabbit coming out of a hat. I know, Liv, you got to see the trailer. What'd you think of it?
Honestly, I thought it was so good. And I'm obsessed with magic. So I really want to, like, give this a shot.
Yeah, it's called Magic for Humans. What about you, Alex? What are you into this week?
Addicted to this Kiehl's lip balm. It's called the Butter Stick Lip Treatment. It's got SPF 30 in it. It's made with coconut oil and lemon butter. And what is so freaking great about this product that I have gone through like 7 tubes of in a year. I mean, I use this every day.
Wow.
It is a tinted lip balm. So it does make your lips feel nice and moisturized, but what also is great is that it gives a little bit of color to you. So on a day where you're not wearing makeup or you want a natural lip look and you don't want to wear a whole lipstick that gets crusty and dry feeling over the course of the day, this stuff is the bomb. I actually had Liv, the web girl, try it out. We had some headshots taken a couple weeks ago, and yeah, she used it for the photo shoot, and you liked it, didn't you?
I loved it. I actually want to buy it. I'm just nervous about the price.
Well, then just share
it
with
Alex.
How
much is it? Like $20, $22 or something? It's in the 20s.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think it's in the 20s.
It's between $20 and $25. I know that that's expensive for a lip balm, but it's like a lip balm / natural looking lipstick all in one. And I'm telling you that it will change your life. I buy the very darkest color. They have all these different shades. And I buy the darkest one because it is like pretty like see-through.
Okay.
Even though it's the darkest color, you have to remember it's not a normal lipstick, so it's very still like light in the pigmentation. So it's okay to buy the darkest color. The other colors, I feel like they won't show up on your lips really. They're pretty much clear.
Wait, so how long do you think it lasts you?
Using it every single day, I mean, I would say 4 months.
Okay.
Three, wow, 4 months, I don't know.
Not bad. If you share it with your friend, 2 months. Liv the Web Girl, what are you into? And by the way, 317-239-1009 if you got something you want to share with us.
I am super, super into the Kygo song, Remind Me to Forget. I'm obsessed with it, and I love Kygo, and it just makes my heart and soul open up.
Baby, it hits so hard, holding on to my chest. Maybe you left your mark, reminding me to forget. Doesn't matter where you are, you can keep my regret. Baby, I got these scars, reminding me to forget. Reminding me I got these scars, get your love.
Oh, you look so happy, Liv.
I seriously am so obsessed with this song. Get your love.
I think we're playing this on the stage.
We are.
Yeah, we are.
All right, that's a bop right there.
And we're getting a lot of tweets of people saying what they're into this week. Petty Mayonnaise, best name Petty. On Twitter, says, just watch the first 2 minutes of Paradise PD on Netflix, Joan Alex Show. It's probably one of the funniest, most inappropriate cartoons since Big Mouth. Yazil, I don't know if I'm saying your name right, sorry. Yazil Chavez says, best Chinese food in all of India is on the south side of town. It's called China Garden, and my dad works there.
Oh, I love Chinese food.
Me too. Brittany Phelps says, I'm obsessed with the Indianapolis Indians, only 7 more months until baseball season.
I was going to say, wait a minute, aren't they done? But yeah. Yes.
Danielle says, Books and Brews. I was going to talk about this actually Friday, but since Danielle just brought this up, I will talk about it. I saw something over the weekend. It was a flyer downtown, and it says that there's going to be ghost stories at Crown Hill Cemetery, and that kind of reminds me of it, because it's brought on by the Storytelling Arts of Indiana. And so, storytelling, all that mm-hmm. kind of goes together. Also, Slim Shady says she's loving Bay Miller right now. Her vocals are amazing. Or B. Miller, I mean.
Okay, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Erica.
What are you into, Erica?
The Mayans off of FX. If you were into Sons of Anarchy, it's the
spin-off.
One about the Mayans, the spinoff of the Mayans. It is so awesome. The characters are so good. And it seems like every episode for the next week, it gets better and better and better.
Okay.
Dang.
I haven't heard of that one. Go to our Instagram, swipe up on all of the things that we're into to find out more information or buy it or listen to it or whatever at Joe and Alex Show.
Here's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9, and Kelly Clarkson going to be coming to Bankers Life Fieldhouse on Friday, March 22nd. Call now. We're going to do a little phone sex, but it ain't like that. 239-1009. We'll get you on the phone, and then you have to correctly guess the next three people. Is it going to be a man or a woman? That's how phone sex works, at least here on the Joe and Alex Show. Now, we do another version, but we charge for that. So today's version is totally free. Amber, we'll start out with you. You are in downtown Indy, and let's see. Do you think the next person we pick up, Amber, will be a man or will it be a woman?
I say woman.
Okay, hang on. Let's see here. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Allison.
Oh, Allison, call back. 317-239-1009. The idea is to keep on calling. All right, Amber, one for one. Next person, man or a woman?
I'm going to say woman again.
Ooh, okay. Putting faith in your sisters out there.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Jennifer.
Oh! Wow, Amber is close.
Jennifer, make sure you call back. Amber, you should be thanking Jennifer for that.
Oh, yes, thank you.
All right, there's no pressure, but now you have to make one more correct call. If you do that, you've got Kelly Clarkson tickets. If you don't,
oh my God,
you just have to hang up and try calling again.
Oh my God, please no.
And you hear that baby in the background? That baby should be at Kelly Clarkson. I say you go with the baby.
She wants a break from the baby. That's why she wants the Kelly Clarkson tickets.
Oh, I love Kelly Clarkson. Yeah, I need a break for my kids.
Okay, is the next person we pick up here for phone sex on the Joe and Alex Show going to be a man or a woman?
I'm going to go 3 for 3 with woman.
Ooh.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Sandy.
Oh, Sandy, I'm sorry. You helped Amber win Kelly Clarkson tickets today.
Thank you.
Aw, good job, Amber.
Oh, my God.
I'm
like
shaking right now. I'm so excited.
Yay.
Oh, wow. Got a little Joan Alex Show sisterhood right here.
Mom's night out, or at least just, you know, a night out from that kid you kidnapped or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, who's in the backseat screaming and crying? Who is that?
It was my son. I'm dropping him off at school right now. I'm so excited.
Yay. Congratulations, Amber. Hang on. We'll get all your information from you.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, we're going to be giving away more Kelly Clarkson tickets here on the Joe and Alex Show all week at 8:08. So don't be bummed out if you couldn't get through with phone sex. And like I said, we offer this a paid version, same number, 317-239-1009.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kanye West is moving to Chicago. Kanye made the announcement Monday at an event with Chance the Rapper.
So the first thing on my mind that I have to tell you is I got to let y'all know that I've moved back to Chicago. I'm never leaving again.
Sources close to Kanye say he and his wife Kim have already found a home in Chicago, and that's where he wants to establish his permanent residence. But they are keeping all of their properties in L.A. In addition to the house that they just built, they have multiple properties there, including 300 acres that Kanye is developing, and that project is still a go. Kanye is also going to move his Yeezy offices from Calabasas to Chicago, and he also confirmed that he has a joint album with Chance the Rapper coming out called Good Ass Job.
Would it be too much to go to Chicago every weekend until I run into Kim Kardashian?
I know, dude. That is pretty crazy. I mean, that's only 3 hours away from us. The freaking Kardashians, man.
I'm going to be able to, like, feel her vibe, like, from here.
Like, yeah. You know they're going to be filming the show following her move over there their life in Chicago and stuff. Like, there's going to be filming going on for Keeping Up with the Kardashians right there in Chicago.
I could start crying right now, like, just thinking about, like, meeting Kim Kardashian, like, seeing her.
I'm very excited.
Well, you know what, Liv? Follow your dream, okay?
Thank you.
Kristen Bell recently confessed to using weed and never trying cocaine and hoping to host an ecstasy party someday. The Bad Moms actress was candid about her drug use and thoughts on the subject during a podcast. She smokes around her husband and it doesn't seem to bother him, although she did say that she never vapes around her children and partakes about once a week. Although she's never done ecstasy, she says that her husband, Dax Shepard, who is sober, has told her that she would love it. Bell said that they talk very openly about drugs and alcohol, even though no one participates and all of their friends are straight-edge goody-goody people. Olympic gold medalist swimmer Michael Phelps talked about dealing with his depression.
I spent 3 or 4 days in my room in 2014 not wanting to be alive. Mm-hmm. I mean, ever since the Olympics, I've gone at least through one major depression spell, maybe two since then. So it's not something that's going to go away. It's something that makes me who I am. And for me, I just try to be as prepared as I can for any one of those moments whenever they do arise. I understand it's okay to not be okay, and the things that I'm going through make me a human being. It's not something that you can really control, but you can try to manage it. And I think that's what I've learned to manage.
I was really shocked by that. I had no idea that he struggled with depression. Did you?
No, and you would assume, like, oh my gosh, he's like a 100-time gold medal athlete. Like, the world's perfect for him. What's he talking about?
He actually is on a commercial that's running right now about therapy and everyone should go and how he struggled with depression, how therapy helped him.
Wow, so that must be why he was talking about
Yeah. Liv, you go to therapy and I go to therapy. I think it's something you definitely have to do. There's nothing wrong with you if you go, and if you've ever thought about it, give it a try. A lot of times your insurance will cover part of it at least.
Also, you don't have to have anything wrong with you to go to therapy. It's just good to go.
Unless you're trying to avoid learning things about yourself.
Well, that's what I told Alex. I'm like, Alex, if you ever thought about going to therapy, it's great, but here's the thing that sucks. Once you learn what the problem is, then you got to try to fix it.
See, that's what I'm scared of.
How did their parents ruin your relationship? That is the question this morning we have here on the Joe and Alex Show. Thankfully for me, my parents have never really ruined my relationship. They made things awkward and embarrassing as hell, like my mom still does, even though I'm married. But she hasn't ruined it yet.
I have a friend who just went on a first date, and he told her because of the way that her parents behaved, he wasn't going to be able to see her anymore.
Just cut her off
like that. He like straight up was honest. At least he was honest, because you know a lot of guys now, they just want to ghost you. But he straight up told her, you know what, it was your parents. It freaked me out. Basically, the situation is my friend still lives at home. She just graduated from college. She's a little bit younger than me, so she's still living with her parents. And so he didn't know that when he offered to come pick her up to take her out on this date. So he gets there and her dad answers the door. She's still getting ready, just like, you know, in the movies. And her dad sits him down and starts going off about how he's got guns and all these different things. And so, you know, he was like, you know what, I'm out.
What's he doing, like the high school prom thing?
Essentially, yeah. And so this guy, you know, and she's just a couple years younger than me. I think he's older than I am. So he's probably in his late 20s. And he's like, yeah, I don't want to deal with this. I'm not going to date a girl that's still living at home with her parents. Her dad's all psycho, aggressive, crazy, protective. I'm not doing that.
Do you think he'd care if, like, the dad, like, she lived at home, but her dad wasn't like, you better bring my daughter home by 8 o'clock.
I'm sure it could have softened the blow a little bit, yeah.
Okay, wow. Okay, that's an example right there how their parents ruined your relationship. 317-239-1009. What happened? What did the parents do?
Well, my mother-in-law, I was married, and me and my husband, of course, we were expecting a child that I lost. She said it wasn't his. And then I got pregnant again with our second child. And when she was born, she again said it wasn't his.
Who, the mom did?
Yeah, the mom did.
How does she know?
Yeah, she does.
Right.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah, that's what he's not, she's not his. I'm like, okay, whatever. And so, you know, it just continued with that. And then I'd go to work, and I was cheating on him while I was at work and everything. And
well, but you weren't actually. Pregnant. You weren't actually. You're saying this is what the mother-in-law said.
Right, right.
Wow.
And then got pregnant again, and I had a boy.
Congrats.
Now, granted, my son is redheaded. Okay? He's redheaded. And there's no redheads in my family.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So, again, baby wasn't his. Finally,
wow.
I was like, look, it's either... And she was living with us because she's disabled and couldn't live on her own. So,
Did she break up your relationship, or did you guys end up staying together?
Yeah, oh, no, yeah. No. I left. I told him, I said, look, it's either she finds somewhere else to live, or... I'm going to take the kids, and I'm going to go.
And apparently he picked her?
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show. Ashley, hey, what's your story with the parents ruining the relationship?
My dad, he pulled a gun out on one of my boyfriends when I was 17.
Wow.
And he blocked me on all social media and never spoke to me ever again, like, after that. Like, he just, like, ran out the door, and I've never seen or spoken to him ever again.
Oh, no.
Why do guys do that? I don't understand. Like, it's funny to say, oh, come on in, boy, sit right down. Tell me about yourself. I'm going to clean this gun.
Yeah, no, like, he actually, like, loaded it and everything. Like, put, like, two rounds in the shotgun and, like, costume and everything, and I was like, oh my god, I was like, dad,
yeah, that's just embarrassing. Yeah, like, your dad took it overboard right there. That is,
I'd be so mad if my dad did something like that.
Protect your daughter, like, but you don't need to do that.
Yeah, because how do people feel if, like, moms or dads of daughter or of sons was, like, pulling out knives and guns on the girlfriends that came over, you know?
It's true. These Instagram thoughts, though, got to get put in their place.
That's right. Back up, Instagram thought. Boom. Just like that. Jamie on the Joe and Alex Show. How did their parents ruin your relationship?
So my ex's mother kept telling her son to bring our child to another state, but that I wasn't welcome to come.
Oh, no. Yeah.
No.
That sounds wonderful.
That's weird. It's like, it was weird. Like, she wanted him to live with her. Like, she wanted him to move back in with her son.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, what?
So is he like a mama's boy? It sounds like she's controlling.
I mean, he actually hasn't lived with her since he was like 18. Like, he moved out when he was 18, so... I don't know. I just thought it was weird. He didn't go, but I know it wasn't like the reason we broke up or anything, but I just thought that it was weird. She's very overprotective of him.
For
so
sure.
Why did you guys break up then?
We just don't really see eye to eye in a relationship. We just co-parent better separately.
Okay, cool. Hey, Jamie on the east side, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate your call. Let's go to Renisha in Greenwood. Hey, what is your thing for a parent ruining the relationship?
My fiance's mother ripped us apart after my high school prom.
After prom? You guys are supposed to be making out after prom.
Well, we almost broke up, but it did not work for her, so we stayed together. So we are actually engaged now.
What did she try to do? Like, what happened?
She apparently just didn't like me. She pretended to like me, so.
That sucks. Well, I'm glad that you guys were able to pull through.
That's right. Nobody can deny the love that you had, Renisha, in Greenwood. Thank you. Take that, mother-in-law! You'll never stop us!
She held on and never let go.
Do you have any problem with the Egyptians' parents, like, ruining things? Or are they pretty cool?
No, actually, I'm like a twin of his mother. Like, we are the exact same person, so that's probably why he likes me.
What about your mom, though? Is she causing any problems?
No, my mom hasn't done anything. Actually, she ruined my last relationship, so she vowed to not really speak when I bring him around this time.
Hey, Mom, shh. You can let us know on Twitter if a parent ruined your relationship at Joe and Alex Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
This right here is just It's insane what Fortnite's doing. A 45-year-old guy in New York was arrested on Monday night after he lost a game of Fortnite to an 11-year-old boy. Listen to this.
The grown man accused of threatening to shoot an 11-year-old. Police say it happened while the two were playing a popular online video game.
The Nightside's Christine Renault has that story.
As a parent, it's concerning. Kings Park parents reacting tonight to the arrest of this man, 45-year-old Michael Alapurdy of Huntington. Suffolk police say Alapurdy threatened to shoot a Kings Park child after he lost to the 11-year-old boy.
Are you serious?
You know what? Some kids are annoying on online games.
Oh, come on.
During a video game last night.
I find this to be a very disturbing thing for an adult to do, to threaten an 11-year-old. You know, you would think... kind of gives new definition to sore loser.
The video game police say is this one. It's called Fortnite. Authorities say once Alapurdy lost his virtual guns during the game, he began threatening the 11-year-old verbally through the Xbox system, through the system's messaging service, and via text.
He said, I'm going to find you with a gun, and other threats about you need to look over your back when you're walking.
Now, after this incident was reported to police by the 11-year-old and his parents, police say they stepped up patrols here at the child's school, RJO Intermediate, here in Kings Park, because they say they do consider this a school threat.
Mr. Alapurdy did not directly threaten the school, but he did threaten this 11-year-old, stating that he knew where he went to school, so that was good enough for us.
Mom Ariella Werner says she and her husband try to monitor everything their three kids do on these gaming systems. She says although it's a challenge, she says they'll now try harder.
When the boys go on Fortnite, figure out who they're playing with as much as I can, as you know, just try and stay on top of it more.
I feel like parents have no clue what's going on, by
the
way.
I was just
going
to say, you know what? Maybe this will do this kid some good. Have somebody scare the crap out of him. Maybe he won't be such a spoiled brat. Maybe if more people were threatening children.
Wait, you think it's okay this 43-year-old dude, a father already himself, like, and let me know, I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to shoot you.
Why not? Maybe more people should be doing that.
Oh my gosh.
No one answered the door at Alapurdy's Huntington home. Some neighbors tell us the 45-year-old is a landscaper. Amy Strang, who lives next door, says the family is very nice and quiet.
I would feel sorry for anybody who would threaten a child.
Christina Renault, News 12, Long Island.
Yeah, okay.
The nice and quiet families are always the ones that you have to look out for.
That is so true.
That's true, because the crazy one, you know all their business. They put it out there for everybody
to see. Well, remember the Turpins?
Exactly.
They were nice and quiet, living in California, had their 13 kids chained up.
I feel like that's how every single Murder Monday starts.
That's right.
Wait a minute, whatever happened to them?
I think they're just going through like the court system right now, and the kids are getting, you know, they're learning things about like lasagna, Star Wars, and stuff they've never experienced.
All right, those are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. This is the 411 on the 317 here on the Joe and Alex Show. Radio Now 100.9. The Land and Water Conservation Fund has awarded Indiana nearly $2 million to enhance state parks and conservation projects. So that's kind of cool. Go check out your parks. We're going to get them upgraded.
Ooh, Beasley's Orchard in Danville. I haven't been there yet. They're going to be opening a corn maze featuring Indianapolis sports teams. That maze is going to open on Friday, and it's going to run every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday throughout October. The maze is navigated through a series of questions on a passport, and if a question is answered correctly, you will be led in the right direction. However, if you answer a question incorrectly, you'll be led in the wrong, slightly longer direction. Passed throughout the maze, total over 4 miles. That's terrifying.
Oh, I need to get the right one. I can't be there for 4 miles of a path. No, thank you.
Connor Prairie opened up their new Headless Horseman, which is a design corn maze on Saturday. The 11-acre corn maze covers nearly 480,000 square feet, almost 180,000 square feet larger than last year's corn maze.
That's a lot of corn. I'm going to take my little bro Michael there. We're looking for activities to do. Do you like corn mazes and that kind of fall activities, or is that not your cup of tea?
I've never done a corn maze.
Oh, we have to
I'm
do
too scared
one.
To do a maze, but I do love any type of fall festivals and orchards and all that kind of stuff.
Let's do one. Let's do a Joe and Alex Show. We can actually go through a corn maze together.
I feel like us three trying to navigate through a corn maze.
We'd kill each other.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and we'd be stuck in it after a new morning show. Carmel City Council trims the hours that residents can mow lawns. The Carmel City Council adopted an ordinance Monday evening to change their noise rules using lawnmowers. They also brought in leaf blowers, weed trimmers, and garden tractors. It's restricted now from the hours of 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. They're making it so it has to start an hour later instead of 6 a.m. Those found not following the rule can be fined $250 for their first time and a grand for the second. Each violation after that can have fines up to $2,500. I think it needs to be even later than that. You should not be cutting your grass on the weekend any earlier than 10 a.m.
I can't stand people that do that.
Our
can't
neighbor, we have like an old house, everything rattles through the window. They fire up their lawnmower, I swear, at the crack of dawn.
Yeah. It's so, so rude, I think. The Indianapolis Colts and Ursae family provided a large donation to Wheeler Mission on Tuesday. Wheeler Mission made the announcement that the $100,000 gift is going to go towards expanding its center for women and children. The donation is part of an effort to raise $1.25 million to build a new building that will provide 164 new beds for women and children. That's the 125th anniversary now of Wheeler's work in Indianapolis. Pretty cool.
Wow, that's some great news right there. That's the 411 on the 317. It is the Joe and Alex Show. Radio Now 100.9. Follow us, Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. I gotta start getting my life together.
How are you gonna start that?
Oh, I don't know. I just know I need to get my life together. Like, you ever have a day where it's just like, you do a bunch of things and you get, like, nothing done?
You need one of those personal trainers.
Oh, yeah.
Kick you into shape.
I need somebody to work out for me, too. Live the Web Girl, giving yourself a massage. What's going on over there?
Yes, I've had a headache for probably about 3 weeks. I think it might be a brain tumor, but it also might just be allergies, so I don't know.
Well, have you tried WebMD? Because that's usually the most accurate thing to diagnose something.
I'll do it today.
When did you go to the chiropractor?
A week ago.
Oh.
And I went there because I've been having headaches for like literally a month.
Interesting.
Wow. What do you got going on today, Alex, after the show? Got any cool plans?
I'm going to small group at my church. We're reading a book about being friends with the Holy Spirit.
Ooh. That's so, not like Casper, right? That's a different spirit?
Different spirit, yes. So that's what I'm doing tonight.
What do you got going on, Live the Web Girl?
I'm going to rub essential oils all over my head. I'm practically going to dip my head in essential oils to try to get rid of this headache.
Now, which essential oil is good for headaches? Is it peppermint?
Peppermint is really good, and also you can use lavender is good for it as well.
Yes.
And also, I think lemon. Lemon's good for, like, muscle. So if, like, you have cramps or something or, like, muscle cramps.
What does it taste like?
Lemon.
You don't drink it.
Oh, well, maybe that would help you. You should start tasting it.
Yeah, you can just like line it up like shot.
To rub it on your temples, underneath your nose.
But I want to know if it actually tastes like what it smells like.
I'll bring in some tomorrow and you can taste it
live
on air.
No, you have to taste it live on air. You're the one using it. Maybe it'll help you.
Yeah, we're good.
You're the one that says, I think tasting it is what will do it. You can try it.
All right, we'll do shots tomorrow. That sounds fun to me. If you missed anything, radionowindy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex Show. You can see all of our podcasts there, too. And that's what it's all about tomorrow. Another chance to win Kelly Clarkson tickets and a very interesting Ask Alex.
And also at 11 o'clock today, a chance to win Kelly Clarkson tickets with me.
Woohoo!
Oh, wait. Is Live the Web Girl next on the Joe?
Yeah.
Radio Now?
Yeah.
Live the Middays Girl.
Look at her just branching out.
Yeah, I'm trying to get away from you guys.
Well, here you go.
She's making it happen.
Bye.
Bye.